Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, May 12th, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we prepared this message on this beautiful but rainy Monday morning here at our home in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. I say beautiful because we know that we need the rain, and although we're ready for some warmer weather and some sun, we're blessed to have quite a bit of rain the last couple of days. Today's message is titled, The Surpassing Greatness. The scripture text is from Matthew chapter 19, 29 and 30.
And everyone who has left houses, or brothers, or sisters, or father, or mother, or children, or fields for my sake, will receive 100 times as much, and will inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and many who are last will be first.
An interesting event of Lancaster County is the benefit auction held annually for many Christian schools and other worthy causes in our area. Though we usually attend the one that's just up the street from us, we were unable to do so this last Saturday due to Brooksine's recent accident. But we watched the cars go by as many folks attend and support this worthy cause every year. Our rural lane has its greatest usage during the yearly Crable School Auction. Items in the auction are generally donated by local businesses and auctioned off to the highest bidder to benefit the school. Auctioneers are generally very colorful people, who, apart from their distinctive call, use humor to keep things moving. During one sale, an auctioneer was trying to auction off a package from a local car wash. It wasn't moving very well. Nobody was buying it. Well, he broke the silence by telling a story. Now, I heard of a fellow that didn't want to wash his car because he reckoned the dirt was all that was holding it together. Now, following a few seconds of laughter, the car wash package then sold right away. It occurred to me that there is a spiritual lesson here. I have met people reluctant to come to Christ for fear that their only identity is the dirt. Perhaps they feel that it is the only thing holding them together. An example of this is a heroin addict whose familiarity of addiction is like dirt, gripping them from the freedom that Christ can give. This is also true of people associations. Many of us have heard the mocking line, I don't care if I go to hell. I'll have plenty of friends to keep me company.
The daily scripture portion is a rather intriguing one. It describes a price for following Christ that very few reading or hearing us today have ever had to pay. Yet throughout history and even in our modern day, many have made such a sacrifice. Consider the tremendous price paid by converts to Christ from the Islam religion.
Well, the point of the verse is not that we will necessarily have to leave that which we cherish so much on this earth, but comparatively speaking, if we are called to do so, it will definitely be worth the price. So today, I urge you to place your faith in Christ and hold firmly to the Word of God. And I know most of you listening have done so. Whatever vices you might choose to hold you together pales in comparison to the eternal benefits of following Christ. I end with the Apostle Paul's powerful perspective. It's in Philippians 3, verse 8. What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish, that I may gain Christ.
Let's pray together. Father, forgive us when we seek after temporal solutions to meet the deep yearnings of our heart. Your eternal solution was to send Jesus, your Son, to give us life, a life that is no longer empty or imprisoned by sin's chains. Thank you for Jesus who came that we might have abundant life through his substitutionary death on our behalf. Nothing on earth and no person dear to our hearts deserves our allegiance more than our Savior. Thank you for coming. Thank you for giving. And thank you for saving us from ourselves. Amen.
Amen. Well, it's good to be back with you today. Most of you are aware that last week, Brooksine broke her ankle late well, an evening walk Wednesday night and was set early Thursday morning. Our saga actually continues as she had trouble with it Friday afternoon and called the orthopedic clinic and was instructed to go back to the hospital. And we sat in the emergency room another 5+ hours before they found out that it was set wrong the first time and it was reset. And she does feel better. She's right here beside me, as you can imagine. We are grateful to share these messages each weekday morning. And we are going through a bit of an overcoming stage in her life. Brooksie, would you like to share anything? She's nodding her head. She does not really want to. I'm glad she managed to get down and edit the message today. We do have a couple of photos up on the site you may enjoy. Yesterday, we were blessed to be invited over to our friends Jim and Wendy Gambini for dinner after church. Had a nice meal together, and we have a photo of that. But last night, my daughter went to a concert. Esther went to a concert on the other side of Lancaster, and rather than driving back home, I went over to help my Amish friend Jesse with the milking last night. And I have several pictures up of the milking experience that probably are kind of unique, including the birth of a calf, and sadly, it turned out to be stillborn, and I helped Jesse jerk and yank the calf out of the mother cow. I had kind of a colorful evening last night. There will be some pictures here that really just aren't too typical. I should point out, I was somebody questioned me several weeks ago. Jesse knows I take these pictures. The big issue for the Amish, at least my understanding from Jesse, is facial photos. And they're not concerned about photos of their animals. In fact, I have also a photo of his daughter from behind playing on her tricycle that he okayed me taking. Because it was illustrating just what a great time the kids have while Mom and Dad work so hard. I want to tell a story that I didn't even write about. I haven't even told Brooksine yet. I'm walking into the milk barn last night. Here it is about 8:30, a cold, drizzly, stormy afternoon, evening. It was getting dark about that time. And Anna, who's now really close to having their fourth child, is cleaning out all of the stainless steel milking equipment, and she's singing a song, "He's Still Working on Me." And I walked in and started singing it with her. They know, a lot of the Amish folks know the same songs we enjoy, but it seems like they may be 15, 20 years behind of what we sing presently. But I remember singing that song, and we joined each other in acknowledging Christ's work in our lives. So that's something I need to write down because it is kind of an interesting story. Have a blessed day today. Our website, I should point out, is dailyencouragement.net. That's where you'll get the link. By the way, those photos are not on my site. I had too many. I'm using Picasa, and it should just open up with a link to about 14 photos of my Amish milking experience. I do have one photo up on our site of the milk barn itself. I also have several songs we suggest today, including a modern-day classic, I would call it, "Knowing You" by Graham Kendrick, I've used often. And there are several others, including an old-timer that came to mind, and I found an original of George Beverly Shea singing it, "I'd Rather Have Jesus." My wife has given me the look. Going on a little bit long today. Thanks for joining us. DailyEncouragement.net. This is the message we prepared for Monday, May 12th. Blessings.